From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level visit to Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made an unannounced visit to Iraq on Thursday, saying he wanted a first-hand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of the Islamic State militants. At the first stop of a day-long visit, the American defense chief observed and then praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops. The Pentagon spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, traveling with Carter, told reporters Iraqi forces are in the very early stages of trying to retake the captured city of Ramadi. Top Obama administration officials faced tough questioning Thursday in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker told Secretary of State John Kerry that Kerry had been fleeced by the Iranians. Speaking earlier, Kerry said he believes the nuclear accord will make the world safer.
We are convinced that the agreement that we have arrived at with world powers is an agreement that will prevent Iran from the potential of securing a nuclear weapon.
Kerry was testifying at the hearing along with Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Thursday for a trip to Ethiopia and Kenya. On the trip, Mr. Obama will promote the growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He arrives in Kenya on Friday, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, he will become the first American president to visit Ethiopia. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey says the Islamic State group's online attempts to recruit Americans pose a bigger terrorist threat to the U.S. than al-Qaeda. Speaking late Wednesday at the annual Aspen Security Forum in Colorado, Comey warned of the extremist group's intensifying social media campaign. While al-Qaeda is careful in how it chooses operatives, he said the Islamic State has cast a wider net and is willing to recruit unstable, troubled drug users. Comey said Islamic State-linked Twitter accounts have about 21,000 English-language followers, hundreds or thousands of whom are in the U.S. The European Union has opened an antitrust case against six major U.S. film studios and Sky UK of Britain, charging that they unfairly restrict access to their content by European Union customers. The EU's Commission's statement of objections has named Disney, NBC Universal, Paramount, Sony, 20th Century Fox, and Warner Brothers. The statement says Sky UK's licensing agreement with those companies requires it to allow viewers access to their films only in Britain and Ireland and not in the rest of the European Union. The EU said in a press release that such an agreement violates European law by not allowing equal access to programming across the entire European Union. A Russian Soyuz capsule has landed at the International Space Station after a two-month delay. The delay was caused by the earlier failure of an unmanned Russian cargo ship. Officials said the capsule reached the orbiting laboratory Thursday, less than 6 hours after its launch from the Baikonur base in Kazakhstan. Afghanistan Thursday lodged an official complaint with Pakistan over alleged cross-border shelling by the neighboring country's troops this week. The shelling killed three Afghan civilians and wounded two others. A statement by Deputy Foreign Minister Hekmat Khalil Karzai summoned the ambassador from Pakistan to Kabul to register the protest and convey the concern of his country over the incident. Amnesty International has released a report saying Burundian authorities repressed political demonstrations earlier this year. It said officials treated the demonstrations as if they were an insurrection, using lethal force to silence anti-government protesters. American singer Chris Brown has been prevented from leaving the Philippines after being caught in a dispute over a canceled concert. The 26-year-old said in a profanity-laced video posted to Instagram that he did not do anything wrong and does not know why he cannot leave. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.